We're just putting one on after another, and that's interviews for entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. They're just lining up outside the studios. And if you know an entrepreneur, or if you're an entrepreneur and you want to be, talk about your business, please contact Nathan Gobes at Radio Entrepreneurs. There's no problem getting hold of him. Just find him on our website. And our next guest, sitting there eagerly waiting to talk, Brian Dolan, CEO and founder of Work Reduce. Well, that's a question I get all the time. When are you going to cut back, Jeff?
Sure. For the schedule you guys are on, I'm sure somebody's asking
that. This is a part-time job.
Man, what? Okay, right on.
This is not my full-time job. This is really my part-time job. Excellent. I don't get paid. None of us that you're standing in front of get paid by this organization. Radio Entrepreneurs does not take any salaries or pay any salaries. It's all about promoting entrepreneurship.
Right on.
Right.
That's awesome.
But tell us about Work Reduce.
Sure. Work Reduce is a tech-enabled services platform that serves the media buying industry. I started it 5 years ago, coming out of there's a media technology scene here in Boston. And today we've got about 100 folks who work through the platform. Our customers are the largest media agency conglomerates in the world. We've got 3 of the top 5. And our folks are deployed on, directly with brands as well. And we're really pleased to have 2 of the top 5 companies in the world by market cap, where we've got folks deployed on the front lines helping with the media buying process.
So what's your background? Was it in media buying?
My background is in software. So I spent most of my career kind of writing code. And it turns out, in Boston, there's a fair amount of kind of advertising and marketing technology, right? So I got sucked into that world. At my last company that I was at, a place called DataXu, which was recently acquired by Roku. I transitioned kind of into the product management world and then sales, and really got the inspiration to found Work Reduce from my experience there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So who buys your services?
Primarily agencies. So media buying agencies, which service brands, but also we work with brands directly. There's a lot of really interesting kind of forces in play in the media world these days. You've got regulatory pressure from privacy. I just listened to a recent episode that you guys put out about kind of privacy stuff. That's heavily impacting the media buying world. There's a big kind of data trust problem where some brands are pulling back from working with agencies.
Because this is interesting. Part of my earlier training, I started as a media buyer.
So. Ah, I like this. So I mean, I think you probably understand.
Too many GRPs in my head.
Yeah. Well, there is, I think, there's been an increasing level of distrust in the data that agencies are providing their brands.
On reach and frequency and GRPs?
Well, if you get into the
numericals
world,
on who's really watching and how many views, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and it starts with companies like Facebook. Facebook is notorious for retroactively restating the, for example, view numbers of video ads. So there's a huge kind of data supply chain problem that folks are dealing with. And, it creates a lot of really unsexy, boring work. And we lean right into
But isn't
that.
A lot of the data, at least in traditional media, monitored by independent agencies like Nielsen? Aren't those where the numbers come from?
Well, we're primarily working in digital. We're just getting into the traditional
world.
See,
I'm diving into it to try to understand what you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're getting pulled
digital
into
media. You're right. You always wonder about the numbers. Who's recording them? Who's validating? They're self-recording, aren't they? Or self-monitoring?
So there is some effort out there to standardize it, but everything's it's a moving target, and you would think that digital would give you a lot of accuracy in the numbers, but more than ever it's like reading
why?
Tea leaves, it's crazy.
I mean, the accuracy in media, it barely exists across the board in today's world.
Sure.
compared to where I started.
But I come out of the software world, and right in software, you really think of things as kind of deterministic problems.
Where statistically,
you can say, all right, we can know exactly what happened. And, digital media in particular, you're really interfacing directly with consumers, and people are crazy and unpredictable, and the data becomes crazy and unpredictable. So there's just so much kind of complexity, and it flows all the way through the supply chain. You know, we lean right into that stuff.
So give us a typical client and how they would hire you and use you. Let's run through a scenario.
Sure. So think about a client. You know, there's a pretty big media buying agency here in Boston. That's one of our marquee clients. And they've got big prominent brands as their customers. A great scenario for them is they win new business, right? Or their client like increases the scope of their work. You know, we like it when they're winning, and they can't hire. There's a big talent crunch in digital media.
There's a talent crunch across the board.
There's a talent crunch everywhere.
There's 90,000 or so open jobs in Massachusetts.
Yep. So if they're in Boston, Boston's a small market, right, for media. Most of it's in New York.
It's not an A market.
It's not an A market,
it's
right?
It's a B market.
So, you know, where do you get those folks? And we've got the big tech platforms moving into town. You've got Facebook, Google, Amazon all here. And, you know, those people are competing for the talent. You know, we just had, for example, Roku bought DataXu, as I mentioned, right? There's a big kind of public company, you know, sucking up that talent. Where do they get the talent? They turn to us because we have a remote team, a remote US-based team, and a platform that allows us to kind of hire, screen, right, manage that talent, provide dashboards back to the client about utilization. And, you know, we're about the future of work, right? To, you know, to paraphrase kind of Neal Stephenson, right, the future of work is here. It's just not evenly distributed, right? And we're helping these larger companies kind of take advantage of it and get there sooner than they would otherwise. So we're putting those folks who they can't find, you know, embedded virtually on their teams and then working on these kind of media problems that are, you know, sometimes really tedious and repetitive, frankly, you know, as you probably remember.
It was very tedious work. I wanted to kill myself.
It's
every
not
day.
That sexy, you know, the advertising.
Well, that was
industry.
Also before computer. Right. I hate to say it. In those days, I had a hand calculator.
I'll tell you what, it hasn't gotten a lot better. Now you're just using Excel. I mean, the whole, you know, this is a, advertising is a.
Excel's a lot better than a hand calculator when you're doing 20 pages right. of media buys.
But they're, you know, they're selling these kids out of school on a really like sexy, exciting business. Hey, get to work with this great, exciting brand. And they just put you to work on spreadsheets all day. And it's not exactly how they sell it. We can go out and recruit people who are like dying to work.
Describing my life.
Spreadsheets all the time, right?
I was like, how did I get into this?
Right.
This
totally.
Is not what I sold, I bought into.
Bait and switch, right?
Right.
But there are people out there for whom that type of work is super meaningful. Right. And access to
that's true.
Jobs
I worked for
is,
a lot of people
huge,
where
right?
they had built their whole life on their yep. reputation for providing accurate numbers.
And that's not my personality. Right.
Right.
And I'm more the like big vision guy. But we can go out and find those like ultra detail oriented people who aren't.
Well, they're like forensic accountants in some ways, the way they can play with numbers.
Absolutely. Right.
Right.
But they might. Not
I had a lot
in,
of respect for them.
Yep, and they might not be in Boston. They might not be in
well,
New
they're
York,
not in the,
right?
they're in the A markets.
Exactly. So
right. the New Yorks, Chicago, LA, yep. Toronto, those
we,
are the
we look
A markets.
At it is democratizing the work a little bit
right.
and democratizing work that's part of the knowledge economy, which I think is a really important thing for, you know, our future, you know, on the whole.
Right. Well, it's great having you on the show. We'd love to have you back again.
Thanks. Yeah.
If somebody's looking for you, Brian, at Work Reduce, how would they find you?
You can find us at workreduce.com and on Twitter and a whole bunch of other places.
Great. Thanks for being on the show today.
My pleasure.
And we look forward to seeing you again in 2020.
Fantastic. I can't believe that's
come on
back. Top of us already.
I'm still living in shock. It's the year 2000. So,
right on. Thanks,
it's
Jeffrey.
A year as a, that year 2000 was a year as a child. I
know.
I never wanted to come. And now we're 20. So who knows?
It means we're old now. That's good.
Thanks. Thanks. I'm glad I'm turning the mics off on you. Speak to you later, and we'll be right back after this short break.
Thank you.